There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you in your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway this morning. I'm Ken Heisey. Steve Mahler is with me. And before we get started today, I'm going to do a quick shout out to Megan. Thank her for covering for me to allow me to go on vacation. You guys did a great job without me.
She's fantastic. We don't even need you.
I thought of not coming back. And maybe some of you are listening are probably wishing I hadn't come back. But needless to say, I'm here. And
welcome back.
Absolutely. Thanks. We've got today, I think, some good stuff. Like I think we do each and every week. It's all about helping you be prepared for this thing called retirement. And many of you are thinking about it. Many of you are seriously thinking about it. Maybe you have a target date that you're shooting for. But You're not quite sure. You're not quite sure if you have a plan. You're not quite sure if you've got all your ducks in order. You're not quite sure if you know all the things that maybe you don't know. And you're looking for some help. And that's what we're here for. Heisey Advisory Group was built to help you transition from the working years, from those years of growing and getting to retirement, but helping you make sure that you make the transition in the right way and so that you can hopefully have a successful retirement of 20, 25, 30, 35 years or more and not run out of money. Because that's the number one fear, right?
It still is.
It still is. Yeah. It's running out of money. So if we can help you, the number 314-328-4400. 4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Or you can reach out to us on the web. Your Retirement Highway is our webpage. You can connect with us there. And we'd be excited to be able to sit down and visit with you and talk to you about your retirement dream. Steve is an avid reader.
Yes, I am.
And you were sharing with me yesterday a little bit about a book you're reading. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I'm reading a book about a gentleman named Hans Scharf, and Hans is no longer with us, but Hans...
The only Hans I remember is Hans and Franz. Remember
or
that?
Or Hans and Gretel, yes.
Yeah.
But Hans was a young soldier in the German army back during the Second World War, and he was an interpreter, and he was assigned to the German Luftwaffe, which was the aerial wing of the German military.
Okay.
And his responsibility as an interpreter was to work with a group of interrogators that were interrogating downed U.S. pilots that were captured behind enemy lines. And he had no formal training whatsoever in interrogation, but he spoke fluent English, and they thought this would be a perfect guy to work with him. And as luck would have...
So is this kind of a Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah. So the part of the German military that we're most familiar with, the Gestapo, used some very unappealing tactics, let's put it that way, and very physical, and would torture and do things of that nature. And the Luftwaffe had a little different approach. But again, Hans's training was not in interrogation. He was just an interpreter. And the two individuals that he was working with, by bad luck, were killed in a plane crash. And Hans became the lead interrogator. Again, no formal training in interrogation. Right. But he used some interesting philosophies and tactics and approaches that were very different than what was happening in the rest of the German military. He did not believe in physical mistreatment of the prisoners. And what he tried to do is build relationships. He really wanted to get to know the prisoners. He did his homework on the front side to the best degree that he could, and he would learn about their families. He would learn maybe about some of their cultural backgrounds. I mean, even go as far as if he could learn about what foods they liked, so that in building relationships...
Really know them.
Absolutely got to know them as human beings, that humanness, you know, understanding them as people. And the end result of that was, is he developed relationships with these prisoners that divulged some pretty significant information. And
so it worked.
He found that absolutely it worked, and he was vehemently opposed to using physical tactics. In fact, he had a saying that this is kind of what struck me and made me tell you this story. He said the soft-spoken word was more effective than the hard blows. And I was relating that sort of to our business, how we are really trying to get to know our families, build long-term relationships. And while I'm sure some of our first meetings may seem like an interrogation, because we do ask a lot of questions, you know, torture, I guess, might be compared to aggressive sales tactics.
Well, that's where I was thinking. Yeah. You know, as you're telling that story, I'm thinking that the Guantanamo Bay, that torture type of interrogation in our practice, and there's a lot of that in the financial industry.
Yeah.
I call them sales tactics, right? Things that are presented and it's all about product and it's all about making sales. But what you're describing is more about building relationships.
And here's the real kicker to show you that what he was doing really worked. When the war ended and our airmen were released and came home, they actually went to their military superiors and praised his behavior and how they were treated with respect, treated with humility, treated with kindness. And Hans was really developing that trust. And here's the unique thing that happened. So after the war was over in 1948, the U.S. military actually had him come to the United States and teach some of their principles, and some of those interrogation principles and tactics are still being used by the United States Army even today. And Hans
lived in the relationship building,
not the harsh tactics, the getting to know people and really building trust and respect in a relationship that would allow you to then take that relationship where you wanted it to go. And I just thought that was very unique, and it just made me think a lot about our focus when we're meeting with families and how we're really trying to develop that relationship.
And how you, the listener, are treated at Heise Advisory Group is the same way Hans works. It's the relationship. It's the getting to know you. It's not meant to be like, you know, a lot of people, when they think of going to a financial advisor office, they think of it like going to the dentist for a root canal. Might be the last thing they want to do. And we've had a lot of spouses that don't want to have anything to do with the financial planning.
Yeah, it makes their eyes roll back in their head.
Many of them that have come in, excuse me, while they have said that their previous advisors were always talking over their head, Or maybe the previous advisor was talking to their spouse and not to them. They felt excluded, or they felt like they could never understand. We get a lot of compliments from spouses that say, you know what, you made this easy to understand. You taught me. You helped me understand in simple terms what we're doing or where we're going. And it actually became fun for the spouse.
And doesn't that go a long way toward helping you to build that trust, that initial trust that you have to have in any relationship, and just helps you build that relationship altogether?
Well, and all we're doing, this isn't rocket science, right? It's taking the time to get to know you on a relationship level, to get to know what your goals are, to really identify what your dream is for your retirement. It has to start there. Financial offices always seem to be wanting to start with statements.
Yeah. What do you have?
It needs to come back to what's your dream? What's your picture? And how are you then going to build what you have in a way to sustain that dream? Because your retirement dream doesn't end the day you retire.
In fact, it's really just beginning.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not about getting to the retirement, because that's what everybody's focusing on. You're all doing this every day. You're going to work. You're accumulating assets. You're growing wealth. And you're growing it to try and get to some ambiguous number that you can retire. But how do you retire? How do you reposition assets? How do you create a plan? And how do you take that all the way through this long retirement phase? And we're having longer and longer retirement phases because we're living longer and longer. Yeah. And so it takes a lot more planning to be able to accomplish that.
And those are the things we want to find out in the beginning. That's why sometimes a meeting with us might seem to you like an interrogation, which it's certainly not. We're just trying to understand you. We want to know what it is that you want out of this thing called retirement, because then our focus is going to be helping you get there.
Know this, though. While that first meeting may feel like an interrogation, it's not the, if you will, criminal. It's not the Guantanamo Bay type of interrogation. Yeah. It's the relationship.
Absolutely.
Because for us as fiduciaries, for us to even begin to coach you and give you direction on what you should be doing, we have to know who you are. We have to know a lot about you. And that's why that first meeting, we call it vision. It's creating the vision for who you are as an individual and who you are as a potential retiree and what that dream looks like going into the future. And if that is something that you don't feel you have, if that's something that you're looking for, I know a lot of you come into the office and you have somebody that's helping you invest your money, but you don't have a plan. You don't have an income plan. You don't know how all this is going to come together. You don't know how you're going to claim your Social Security benefits. You don't know how to reduce the volatility in your portfolio. Most of the time, you don't even really truly know what rate of return you need on your investments, let alone what rate of return you are trying to get to have a successful retirement. You're not thinking about tax planning. You don't have a tax plan. You probably don't have healthcare planning, and then legal documents and estate planning. So if you're looking to have a comprehensive plan, that's where we come in. This is all we do day in and day out, is help people retire. And if you're looking for that, the phone number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Give us a call. Talk to Megan. Talk to Carissa. And they'll get you set up for a vision meeting. We'd love to meet you. We're looking forward to it. And we'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
And welcome back to Your Retirement Highway. Ken and Steve here. And Steve shared a great story from a book that he was reading in the first segment. And I want to kind of continue on that a little bit, because I like to always take things and kind of dissect them a little bit into what it is, what it does, what it means. And so what we talked about there, what the story was about, was how Hans took relationships into getting information from prisoners.
Correct.
And really focused on those relationships. So in the end, what did that do? It got him what he needed. It got him a lot more information from his prisoners than torture. And building that relationship was really important to do that.
Yeah, which I thought the significance for me when I was first reading it was just how different his belief was in how you would try to extract this information from the way things were typically being done, certainly by other elements of his own military and maybe even some elements of our own military. Who knows? And I know we've had lots of discussions over the years about the right or wrong, you know, treatment of prisoners and whether they should be tortured or not. But the point was, and as I read more, I finally understood that his philosophy was, you get to know people as human beings, and you build, and you show them trust, you show them respect, you show them humanity, mm-hmm.
You earn their trust,
and you earn their trust. Yeah. That's the key. And Think about relationships that we have in our lives, whether it's at home, whether it's with friends, business relationships. Any relationship has to be built on a foundation of trust, and he identified that immediately, and it was the secret. And the story of his success.
So the third part to that then is, what does that really mean? Well, for us in the financial business, it means really having a deep understanding of who your families, your clients are, and making sure that as a fiduciary that you know them well enough that you're doing everything in their best interest, in your best interest. That's key. Key to having a team on your side that is getting to know you deep enough, well enough, to be able to recommend strategies and solutions that are in your best interest. Not all financial offices are set up to do that.
And I think that is maybe the biggest takeaway from the story is that's exactly what we do at Heise Advisory Group, and it just made me, in reading this book, just made me think about how it's so true about our practice and about our business, in how we're trying to get to know you, our families, so that we can do what is best for you. We work for you.
And why really is this so important? I think it's so important because there truly is a very distinct philosophical difference between growing your wealth. You start entering into the workplace in your early 20s. You work through your 20s. You're starting to have a family. You're saving through your 30s. You're buying your first house. You know, you're growing. You're doing all your daily things, growing your family, and you're trying to save and grow your wealth for retirement. That philosophical strategy of growing wealth is distinctly different. The philosophical strategy, once you get to retirement, and how you manage your wealth is completely different than the philosophical strategy of growing your wealth to get to retirement. And I think that is a huge item to focus a little bit on, because that is why this is so important. And understanding, okay, so if you're growing your wealth, right, the understanding is you have a target of maybe this ambiguous age, 60 or 65. And so that's kind of the get to know, oh, well, okay, so we need to keep saving and we need to target getting to this date. But once you're getting near retirement, we call it that red zone,
right?
The 5 years before retirement and the 5 years after, managing that wealth and converting that into a plan, a strategy to manage your wealth through those years of retirement. You always call them the years of unemployment, right?
And it could be 30, 35 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you mentioned it earlier with people living longer. That's the big challenge today in doing this. So the things that you're doing leading up to retirement, the things you're focused on, things you worry about, things you think about, are so different than once you get to retirement and the things you need to be focused on once you're there and then to be able to, as you say, get through retirement, and who knows how long that's going to be. And we need to make sure that in the planning process that we're taking into account all the things you need to consider. We need to make sure we understand what it is your goals and objectives are, what you want out of this thing like that you call retirement, and then making sure that we're able to get you there.
And here's what everyone else is telling you. Everyone else is telling you that you just need to keep investing. You need to keep growing your money. You need to keep doing things the same way that you have while you were trying to accumulate your wealth. That may have been true 20 years ago. 20 years ago when you had a Social Security check, you had a nice big pension check, and you had all your base income covered by those things. That may have been true, but it's not today. And I'm here and I'm telling you that if your advisor's not talking about this, if it is such a distinct difference, if you don't have a pension or if your pension is very small, having a plan and making sure that you have an income plan and that philosophically you're managing your wealth differently than when you were accumulating your wealth, you could be facing some problems down the road.
And we have actually experienced some of those with some of our families that have come to us that had not taken into account what that income plan was going to look like.
We saw that back in 2008. How many families did we see that were devastated because of the market drop?
And to some degree, even still trying to recover from that. And as you enter retirement, as we've talked about many times, if you don't have the right plan in place and you haven't sort of shifted gears to prepare for retirement, a big decline in the market can make it very difficult for you to recover because, as you've often said, big losses require big recoveries, and that's hard to do in retirement when you're needing your assets to produce cash flow.
And philosophically, you approach a market loss different in your working years than you do in retirement. See, in your working years, when you go back to 2008, the market dropped 30+%.
Yeah, about 37.
Okay,
yep.
So yeah, your 401k, we all joked about it, 401ks became 201ks, but you kept investing into your 401k, you kept buying in those down markets, and the market recovered and everything came back, and you look back at it, and so many of you have told me, well, you know, that wasn't such a big deal looking back at it.
It wasn't fun while I was going through it, but, you know, I came through it.
But now, looking forward, if that happens during your retirement, you're not contributing to that 401k anymore, right? In fact, you're probably taking withdrawals from the 401k to help you have income in your retirement if you don't have a pension. So now, as a result, during that market decline, if you're pulling money out, that means you're pulling money out that's never going to have a chance to recover. And when the market recovers, your portfolio can't recover. This is why philosophically you need to manage your wealth differently in retirement than you did while you were growing your wealth in your working years. And if you're interested in learning more on how to manage your wealth in retirement, how to make sure that in the red zone, that 5 years before retirement and that 5 years after, to me, those are the most crucial 10 years of your investment portfolio over your entire lifetime, making sure you do the right things during those periods. If you're looking for some help with that, we'd love to sit down with you. Just give us a call. It's 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Muller of Heise Advisory Group.
Welcome back, everyone. We are Heise Advisory Group. So we were talking about this book that I've been reading about a guy named Hans Scharf. And Hans was an interrogator during the Second World War, and his job was to interrogate downed U.S. airmen that were captured behind enemy lines. And the significance of what Hans did struck me in that his philosophy and his tactics were not brutal. They were not physical. He wasn't trying to beat information out of people. He was treating people with humility, humanity, respect, and he was building relationships. That was the key takeaway. He was building relationships and building trust in the process. And it made me think, I got to tell Ken this story because it's what we do.
Because Ken isn't an avid reader.
No, he's not an avid reader. But I thought you would appreciate the fact that this the tie to how we do our practice and building trust with families, building relationships, and we always tell people our main objective after we get through all the you know, the stuff of planning and whatnot is we want to have long-term relationships with you.
Isn't that what makes this so much fun?
Absolutely.
See the end goal that we have in our five-step process is a long-term relationship. We're not in this for the short term. We want you to be a part of our family for a long time. And what really brought that back in, because I tell a lot of things, right, that things come up in life and I go, wow, this is kind of like just what we do. And it's really cool that you brought that story in and how that kind of connected in. I loved the humility, the humanness, and the respect. And I'm not convinced that is a broad description of the financial industry. I'm ashamed to say that, but I think a lot of the financial industry is built around sales tactics. I've worked for insurance companies. I've worked for brokerage companies, and they teach sales tactics. If you're looking for a more humble, more human approach with respect, and you're looking for a relationship, that's what we do day in and day out at Heise Advisory Group. We help people, and we get to know you. And that's really the root of what we're trying to do, is help get you through that retirement time and help you do it successfully. 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again with you next week at the same time.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice. Heise Advisory Group is not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Muller. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap, or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group at 314-328-4400 or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.